It's Thursday, and that's the day we read from recent email that we've received. This week, plenty of email about a story we did on April 1st.
Laura O'Meara of Fort Washington, Pennsylvania writes, "Thanks for the laugh. NPR is my main source of news, information, and entertainment on my commute to and from work each day. Bravo on your combination of all three in your April Fool's story on universal health care for pets. I was getting angry listening to the report and trying to figure out how you considered it newsworthy when I was reminded of what day it was. I was had."
Shame on NPR for squandering its valuable airtime and credibility on a fake news story.
This is from John Richards of Dallas, Texas.
"You could have at least acknowledged on the air that it was a joke. I kept waiting for someone to say it wasn't true, but nobody did."
We seem to have touched a nerve with that story. David Warley of Sundance, Wyoming, who writes that his pets are his children, was not amused. He says, "We have no children, but are expected to embrace the idea of being taxed to support the children of others. It would seem only equitable to extend not only a tax deduction, but health care to our four-legged and winged children."
Jack Carneal of Baltimore, Maryland, has a bone to pick with Banning Air, who yesterday reviewed an album by the Malian musician Issa Bagayogo. At issue, Air is calling Bagayogo's instrument a hunter's harp instead of an ngoni.
Mr. Carneal says that's the word used for it in southern Mali, and he writes, "The instrument is commonly referred to as an ngoni, even on Western releases of Malian music. He insists this is no semantic quibble, because there is a style of music called hunter's music, and he says Bagayogo's music is most definitely not hunter's music. To call the instrument he plays a hunter's harp is, according to Mr. Carneal, as wrong as claiming Segovia played an electric guitar."
Another point of translation, Joyce Shawl in Washington, D.C., heard a Palestinian who was speaking Arabic translated into English here, speaking of the Israelis. Ms. Shawl writes, "What he said in Arabic was the Jews. I suggest better vetting of your translators in the future."
And finally, this from William Hitchcock of Dubuque, Iowa. "As much as I tried to concentrate on my work, I couldn't help listening to the story about the bird watchers on yesterday's show. While I don't consider myself an avid bird watcher, I couldn't help but smile while listening to the radio voices describe their excitement over hearing the first red-winged blackbirds of the season. One speaker began to describe pulling out the old green guide. I knew immediately that it was the Peterson's guide before the speaker finished the story. Oh no, perhaps I'm a bird nerd too. Thanks for the story. It brightened my day."
We read from your email every Thursday. Our address is atc@npr.org. And when you write, please remember to tell us where you are and how you say your name.